Studio 360.
When artsy types and scientists get together for a project, it's usually for the artist to make something inspired by a scientific concept. But in Chicago, when an art historian and a biologist got together, they discovered something outside, or a little outside, both of their disciplines. Shane Dubay is the evolutionary biologist, and Carl Foldner is the art historian. They're both getting their PhDs at the University of Chicago. They were photographing bird specimens at the Field Museum in Chicago, and they noticed that the feathers on the birds from, like, 125 years ago looked a lot dirtier than the more recent specimens. And they thought not just because those older specimens had been hanging around the museum longer and collecting dust. Dubay and Foldner used software to analyze their photographs of the birds and saw how the dinginess of the plumage correlated to the amount of air pollution at any particular time. Turns out all the new coal-powered factories in the late 1800s were making the air, and thus the birds, dirtier. I wanted to hear about their discovery and their strange bedfellowship, so I invited them in. Shane and Carl, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
And Carl, you're the art historian of the duo, right?
That's right.
And Shane, you're the biologist.
Yes.
So were you just on a play date together, or how did you guys get together? Because I know people tend to stick to their own discipline.
Yeah, it has turned into an extended play date.
I was researching an exhibition on early wildlife photography. So that would mean the 1890s. And I quickly learned that I didn't know much about birds.
Right.
So I was interested in whether these photographs, which to me seemed interesting from an artistic standpoint, but from a contemporary science standpoint, didn't seem like they would have much use.
Right.
I was interested whether a practicing evolutionary biologist would think these were interesting things. So I sought out Shane to see what he thought of these, and it sort of went from there.
So then you teamed up officially on this project to photograph birds that are preserved at the Field Museum, and you were specifically looking at Midwestern birds, right?
Yeah, so we've focused on Midwestern birds because of the historical importance of the area with burning soft and dirty coals.
Right.
From Pittsburgh to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And the Field Museum has an incredible citizen science program that during migration, thousands of birds die hitting buildings or
right.
exhaustion, and volunteers pick up these birds and bring them into the museum where they're then preserved for the future. And the Field Museum has a great collection of modern birds from the region, so we're able to use these modern collections with historical collections.
Right.
If you look at images of the sky from the late 1800s, early 1900s, like the atmospheric soot was remarkable, and that covered the landscape, and these birds were acting as kind of like filter paper, just
wow.
picking it up on their feathers and preserving it.
So now that you've used these birds and their collateral damage to measure pollution over the last century and a half, is there anything else that you can study using these photographs?
Yeah, so a natural extension of our project is, which we had toyed with early on, we wanted to look at evolution through 140 years and how that how if we could find signals of that in these specimens. And many of the birds have plumage patches, bright plumage patches, that are used to attract a mate, really.
Right.
And if females of one species prefer really bright, large patches on
right.
the males of that species, then what happens when you just kind of cover that?
How interesting.
I looked back through some of John James Audubon's diaries.
Right.
When he was sketching birds for
And killing them in some cases.
And killing them for his project. And the entry for one of our specimens, the downy woodpecker, he describes collecting some of these downy woodpeckers that were so dark and covered in soot that they looked like a different species, right? So that he confused them with another type of woodpecker because they were covered in soot.
And Shane, working with this arty humanist, has that given you any thoughts of, I never thought about I could study something this way? Or does it not work in that direction?
No, it works in that direction as well. And I've really learned from him ways to approach inquiry, reading anecdotes, reading historical accounts in the newspaper, and really getting a feel for what the society during these periods had to say about the environment and what was happening.
It sounds like both of you are becoming more holistic scholars, sort of doing science in a more old-fashioned way that takes in information and insights from all these different disciplines. So bravo for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.